Hey there, how you going? That's good. I was just wondering if you guys had any appointments today at all. Okay. Am I allowed? I've come in before with a sick chook, and the gentleman that looked after him gave him a treatment, and they seem to all get better, but they're kind of getting sick again. So, I just had my daughter's graduation, but it's fine. I'll bring him in and ask someone to take photos for me. Like it's my big boy's not eating now, so it's not fuss. 2:15, I think it starts. And we're in Wamuran, so it's, afternoon traffic and stuff. So, but my husband's home sick in bed, so I might be able to drag him out and he can. Yeah, I can like literally leave right away. I just need to go to the bank first. We've just got the money that I'm going to use in a two to sign, so I just need to I actually have to go to the bank to get it out. No, you saw another one that had the same kind of symptoms, but I've got two chickens that are really sick, but they have different symptoms. Which is the problem. Niven. NIVEN. Yeah. Okay. So Sir Featherton is the one that's not eating. Yeah. He's very special, which is why this is. He'd be maybe one and a bit. I haven't had him for very long, but he's a Burham, so he's quite a large chicken. But yeah, I don't think he has the same thing that the other chickens, like the ones that are sick. I've been treating him for vent gleep, I think it is, and it seemed to get a little bit better, and I thought he was good. Like I gave him the treatment that everyone recommended for a week, and I was bathing him twice a day and putting cream on it. But it seems to be coming back, and now he just didn't. They get oats and veggies with supplements every morning, and he just didn't even want it. So. Is Betty, Black Betty. She's only a chick, I think. Like she was born in God, I can't even think. What's the month before October? I can't remember that. September, sorry. Yeah, like mid-September she was born. So she's got the stuff that all the other ones have. So that, like it seems like she's really struggling to breathe, and she's got like a discharge from one of her noses. And I, sorry, I had another one. I separated another one. So she's been in my bathtub for the last few days because she got better. The treatment that the gentleman gave us last time, I just gave it to my whole flock in their water, and everyone seemed to improve. And then I think it was, I stopped it on the Thursday, and then by Sunday, she got sick again. And she's been in my bathtub ever since. And I have another one that's got the same thing, like the, I think it's called like the sneezing and the runny nose. And he's been like that for 2 days, and he's quarantined somewhere else. But everyone else, touch wood, seems to be okay so far. They just seem to have runny poos. It's, well, the only thing that I can see is just the, like the sore on his bottom. Every now and again, he's doing that thing that the other ones are doing where they're like, almost like clear their throat. I don't know if that's a normal chicken thing and I'm being paranoid, or like he seems to like tap his tongue to the roof of his mouth, like he's almost like he's trying to clear his throat, I guess. But apart from that, he just looks really lethargic, like he's not eating, he's just sitting down. Yep. Thank you. I really appreciate that. All right. I'll see you soon. Okay. Thank you. Bye.